Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, February the 26th, 2021. Good to have you here live from Orlando, Florida at CPAC 2021. Always a great get-together, lots of friends, and it's almost like a reunion of sorts. Here are three big things you need to know right now as we head into the program, hour number two. Here is number three. Apparently opening schools is, well, that's white supremacy. That's white privilege. Opening schools in California, that's what that is. Number two, an early front runner for the Marquis Center race of 2022, one of them anyway. And number one, the United States looking to get back into a war in Syria. I mean, how does that make you feel? Joe Biden didn't waste much time, a little over a month, to start dropping bombs into Syria, which is a place that we didn't go with Donald Trump. He did it one time, the mother of all bombs. Remember that? Moab. But the fact of the matter is, Donald Trump is the first president in my lifetime, the first, that didn't get us into a war. I mean, and that's an achievement in modern America, not to take us to any war. Apparently that's going to change now. Of course, the Democrats have always been more likely to get us into conflict than out. And so there's this strike the U.S. military carried out, an airstrike against Iranian-backed militia strongholds in Syria Thursday. That, according to Syrian, to senior officials, that is, in the first known military action by President Biden. And is it really by President Biden or is it by somebody else? I mean, that's the real question. Here's a guy that his own party doesn't even want in charge of nuclear weapons. 36 and growing. 36 Democrat members of Congress saying they do not want Joe Biden to have the nuclear codes so that he can. And keep this in mind. If there's a launch against the United States from, say, a foreign power like China or Russia or Iran, pick your opponent, you have only a few minutes to decide what happens next. Less than 10 minutes to decide what happens next. Do you respond? Do you stand down? What happens? And the Democrats want to rule by committee. They want to rule by... Here's the problem. They've selected a president who is incapable of doing the job. That's the big problem. They've selected a president that is completely incapable of doing the job. That's why they're concerned about Joe Biden, because if Joe Biden doesn't really have a grasp on things, then why should he be able to take us into a nuclear war? Or why would he be able to take us into Syria, for that matter? American F-15 jets targeted Iraqi border-based Shia militia groups, Hezbollah, Shuhada. Both forces suspected of having received funding and military support from Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard. The senior official saying the strike was a shot across the bow and a defensive strategy. The Defense Department confirming the airstrikes. But here we go again. And how long is it until we are in the thick of all of it, right? How long until we're in the thick of all of it?
I'd like her. Hambone.
So where do we go from here? That's the real question. All right, so let's look at... let's see here. And I want to go back and play this for you. And I'm watching... the people are starting to flock into CPAC. So if I get a little distracted, bear with me. Because I tell Ivy and say, hey, I want that person. I want that person. So just bear with me as I'm pointing out people walking down the hall and deciding who should be on the air with us and so on and so forth. At any rate... I want to go to this whole Title IX thing for a moment. Syria, yes, we're in a terrible, dangerous place here, but let's go to Title IX. Because Senator Rand Paul was masterful yesterday in disarticulating this terrible narrative that somehow this will be good for women. It'll absolutely not be good for women. It'll be destructive for women. And Senator Rand Paul tried repeatedly to get a transgender woman, which is another way to say an intact man, to say gender mutilation of kids and powerful drugs for kids to reassign their gender is not okay. Go to Bite 7. Rand Paul doing a masterful job. Bite 7. Go.
What I'm alarmed at is that you're not willing to say absolutely minors shouldn't be making decisions to amputate their breast or to amputate their genitalia. For most of our history, we believe that minors don't have full rights and the parents need to be involved. So I'm alarmed that you won't say with certainty that minors should not have the ability to make the decision to take hormones that will affect them for the rest of their life. Will you make a more firm decision on whether or not minors should be involved in these decisions?
Senator, transgender medicine is a very complex and nuanced field, and if confirmed to the position of Assistant Secretary of Health, I would certainly be pleased to come to your office and talk with you and your staff about the standards of care and the complexity of this field.
Let it go into the record that the witness refused to answer the question.
And refused, that was the third attempt by Senator Rand Paul to get an answer. Attempt number three came up short. It failed. He tried and tried again. But this is what radical, destructive far-left policies sound like. The destruction of women's rights and Title IX to abolish male and female, basically, by Democrats. Just obliterate the lines between male and female. I try to tell everybody that we're all the same, which clearly we are not. I mean, should we ban books that men are from Mars, women are from Venus? Should books like that be banned because they're insensitive? Should we get rid of urinals because, you know, and I wrote this column years ago, that urinals are just a terrible thing because they show male privilege. But let's go to bite number eight. You want to see what radical, destructive, far-left policies sound like? This is it. Bite eight. Go.
I rise today on behalf of the millions of Americans who continue to be denied housing, education, public services, and much, much more because they identify as members of the LGBTQ community. Americans like my own daughter, who years ago bravely came out to her parents as transgender. I knew from that day on my daughter would be living in a nation where most of its states she could be discriminated against merely because of who she is. And yet, it was still the happiest day of my life, and my daughter has found her authentic self. And as any mother would, I swore that I would fight to ensure this country changes for the better. Without the Equality Act, this nation will never live up to its principles of freedom and equality. The right time to pass this act was decades ago. The second best time is right now. I'm voting yes on the Equality Act for Evie Newman, my daughter, and the strongest, bravest person I know. Thank you, and I yield back.
Good Lord. There it is. We will destroy Title IX. Title IX created to protect women's rights, the rights of girls to have an equal competitive playing field. It'll all be destroyed. Women's prisons won't exist because they'll be co-ed going forward. That's going to make a nice mix. Oh, that's going to be good fun for everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the insanity of it. And that, there's no other term for it. It's insane. All right. Coming up today, we'll have Congressman Warren Davidson from Ohio's 8th Congressional District. Senator Jim Runstedt, a Republican member of the Michigan State Senate. We'll talk about what they've got going on with the nursing home investigation now that is coming to Michigan, having migrated out of New York. Good news there for folks. We'll get a look at that. Trent England, founder and executive director of Save Our States. The National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, I think, is a terrible idea. I'll argue it out right after the break, so don't go anywhere. We've got that coming up with Trent England. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.
It's time to go on the court with Johnny Kane.
Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today. And when you do, don't forget to use the promo code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up the first time. Again, the code you want to use is HUGE, and you can then take advantage of a special offer when you sign up that is only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Pistons will get Jeremy Grant back as they return home to face the Sacramento Kings tonight. Grant, an all-star snub, rested for the first time this season during Wednesday's loss at New Orleans, so that's a plus. DeLon Wright, however, remains sidelined through the all-star break, but point guard play hasn't been an issue. Dennis Smith Jr., over the last two games as the starter, combined for 25 points, 8 assists, 1 turnover, and 4 steals. Rookie Saben Lee, over his last two, 34 points, 8 assists, 3 turnovers, and 4 steals. Now, the Kings are on the second night of a back-to-back after losing to the Knicks on Thursday, and containing De'Aaron Fox will be the key. He's having a career year and is a threat to go for 30 on any given night. Tip-off at 8.